a rare Sunday night sojourn into the Tim Cranston media gondola. I'm with Stars head coach Stephen Foster after the Derby game. A Sunday late start, not ideal, but once the game got going, again, great effort, great hustle from the Stars, just nothing in front of net.
Yeah, again, 100% from the boys, right from the get-go. I thought we started off pretty slow. The first period wasn't our best, isn't how we wanted to come out. But I thought we grew as the game went on. Second and third period, we put the body about a little bit more. We created a few more chances, and we started getting more bodies up. In the first period, it was more like one play going up and taking a shot from out wide, and not really creating that many great chances. So I thought we improved from there, and that's exactly what we want.
First period, shades of last week again, matching the Warriors for long spells, but then conceding those two kind of late-ish goals and going into the interval trailing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're in a little bit of a better position this week, only being two down, and you know, Tom still played well for us at the back there, which he's always keeping us in the games. But yeah, it's not ideal. We'd be nice to go in evens at the end of the first period, you know. One thing we are doing better is we're matching with the early doors in games, where previous seasons, or even the beginning of this season, you know, we were several down early on in the game, and then it's a massive uphill battle. This time we're managing to keep it under wraps early doors and then giving them a bit of a go thereafter.
Yeah, the middle period, scoreless, but great pressure, great chances in the game, whether it's puck luck or execution in front of net, nothing quite fell and unable to break that deadlock.
Yeah, I mean, the boys are trying as much as they can, and, you know, we changed the lines a couple of weeks ago, and we're still having to keep changing when players are not there or coming back and stuff like that, and it's sometimes a little bit of a juggling act, but they're starting to get used to each other a little bit more now, and hopefully that'll continue and we will get better opportunities. And the one thing, like I say, you can't fault the desire, dedication and effort that all the boys are putting in right now.
Last game of the year, next weekend, checks fixtures, it's Whitley again. Hillheads, it'll be a completely different atmosphere and a completely different type of game, you'd imagine.
It might be a different kind of atmosphere and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, we're going to approach it exactly the same as what we have. We don't want to just sit back and defend all the time. We want to try and give it a bit of a go and see where we come out at the end of the day. I don't think Whitley have got many more players coming back from what they've really had there tonight. They had a few extra players back, but like I say, the boys will give it their all again, and hopefully we can maybe put a bit of a smile on our fans' faces after next week.
And just a quick kind of midterm, obviously the Christmas is a good kind of marker point in the season. Things have gone first three, four months of the year possibly better than you would have thought, mid-table and kind of living with teams week in, week out.
I think better than a lot of other people thought. You know, we've got a lot of young lads, but a lot of the young lads are literally playing up the years because of how they're playing right now, because they've had that opportunity, and yes, we, in one respect, we're pleased that, you know, that we picked up the wins that we have. We're pleased that we've managed to close the gaps on some of the other teams, but it's still a lot of hard work that we've got to do, and Rob and I know that, and it's a process that we just want to keep getting better and better each week. That's what our training sessions are for, and the games are for. Hopefully the boys learn each week, and we can only just get better and better and start turning some of these results around in our favour.